Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control. My sugar was out of control. Waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Live, live, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip, 2, 3, 4, lift, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.
All right, you soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and today's sermon is titled Throne of Iniquity. I'm going to be reading Psalm 94, verse 20, and I'm going to read it from four different versions of Scripture. Then I'm going to launch into the sermon. There's a lot of stuff going on today that shows who's temporarily in rule of the world, sitting on the throne of iniquity. And you'll understand here after I read these verses where this sermon is going. This is from the Brenton Septuagint. Okay? People say, oh, you don't read from the Septuagint. You always read from the Scriptures. I do. That's true. But I'm going to read from the Septuagint right now. This is Psalm 94, verse 20. Now, they spell it in the archaic spelling, okay? So I'm not, several of these versions do. But it's pronounced the same. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frames mischief by an ordinance? Okay, what does that say to you? You're thinking in your mind, evil laws, laws that are wrong against Yahweh, passed by governments and ruling bodies. That's pretty much where you should be going with that. Because basically that's what's going on today. But it's not new. They've done this. Mankind and its governments have done this over centuries and centuries. Okay, here is the Geneva Bible. This is the Geneva. Okay. Psalm 94:20 again. Hath the throne of iniquity fellowship with thee, which forgeth wrong for a law. Very similar to the Brenton Septuagint. Passing wrongs and making them laws. What government today out here that rules over the remnant of true Israel, the white Western European people, wherever we're living, what government is not forging wrong for a law and using them against us? Okay. Let's move to the venerable and much used King James Version. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? See, there's really, in the content, there's not much difference. They're all talking about the throne of iniquity, which is the powers that be run by the adversary today, and dispatching its will through the minions of men. Okay? Even ignorant good men are obeying the throne of iniquity because they just don't know any better. Can't get it together. Don't know to resist, or are afraid to resist, or have something to lose if they resist. Standing up is out of the question for a lot of these people. They're just not going to, because they're more interested in themselves than being righteous in the eyes of the Father. Now we get down to my favorite version, the Scripture, by the Institute for Scripture Research, which I usually read from. Pardon me. This is from the Scriptures. Would a throne of destruction, which devises trouble by law, be joined with you? As a question, okay? Would a throne of destruction, which devises trouble by law, be joined with you? In other words, are you going to be joined as accept or go along with this throne of destruction, throne of iniquity? Iniquity is doing wrong. Iniquity is sin. It's not a word that's used much anymore. But that's the meaning of it. Used all through the Bible in various versions. Now, Now, what is this throne of iniquity? Is it just in the United States of America? No. No, this is a worldwide throne. It's run by the prince and power of the air, who's temporarily in charge. You see the workings of the throne of iniquity, passing laws in various countries, various laws designed for various countries to subjugate the people, dumb the people down, pervert the people, suppress the white race, destroy and genocide the white race of true Israel. The administrators of the throne of iniquity, we know very well. The head administrators, which are usually behind the scenes, not always, but pulling the money power to buy politicians and pervert judges and prosecutors, I'm recording this for the 28th of March 2019. We just had the Juicy Smellett case here, where he staged a hate crime against himself. It's all fake. And powers that be paid off people, and he has now been set free. When the police had him on 16 or 17 felony counts and just all kinds of stuff, the police had him cold. And somebody got to the prosecutor, Barack Obama and his crew were involved in this. Kamala Harris, people in power. Kamala Harris is his aunt. Goody-goody friends with Barack Obama. Juicy Smellett is a homosexual. Everybody knows about Barack and his he-she. So that crowd got together and got a bunch of more money together. George Soros evidently was involved. There's money been transferred there. And they have released him even after all these felony counts. He's walking scot-free and he's going to go back to work and there's not going to be any repercussions. And it's just, you know, it's the law in this country being perverted and subverted and altered. There's no concept of equal justice or even justice at all in this particular case. Okay, let's go over to the United Kingdom, where they're trying to leave the European Union with Brexit. That's supposed to go into effect tomorrow on Friday, on the 29th. They're already making moves and issuing statements that they're going to extend it, which is illegal. They've already voted on it. They've already made their decision that they wanted to leave the European Union. And the crowd that wants to stay, especially the powers that be that use it to manipulate laws and money, which is the key to all of it, money, they are engineering an ignorance of the law. They're not going to go by it because they don't like it, because they don't feel like it. And what are the British people to do? They can't rise up because they have no firearms. They've allowed themselves to be disarmed, and now they are slaves. They have no recourse. What are they going to do against armed men with cricket bats? And they're going to do a military exercise over there designed to intimidate the populace so they don't follow along with the example of the yellow vests in France. They want to avoid that at all costs. They don't want the British people rising up. Let's go over to France. They have all these protests, and now they've authorized the police to use live ammunition. Not just rubber bullets, which have blinded a bunch of people. They shoot people in the eye deliberately. But now they're going to go with live ammo. We have to see yet what transpires with that, if the French will shoot back. But they're using the color of law to do that. They are using thug force in the name of law to subjugate the people. The will of the people is that they stop a lot of this stuff, and they want change, and they're demonstrating. Well, they're going to be killed for demonstrating. See, these people devise trouble by law, frames mischief by law, forges wrong by law, all the same thing. They're going to do what they want to do, and the heck with the law, the real law. They're going to put their own law, which is the law of force, into play. Now, we've been doing shows about signs of the end times. Well, this is a sign of the end times. From Juicy Smell It to the actions in France, to the actions in England, to the non-action of the police in Sweden and some of the European countries with the rapes by dark-skinned foreigners, people, Muslim rape gangs, Somali rape gangs, the little country of Hungary. Pardon me. Has stopped all immigration, and they're being hammered for that. You can't do that. You can't do it. Well, yes, they can. They can do that. Just a second. I really have to cough. This. I got something in my chest. Just a second. Oh, that's rough. But get a little drink of coffee here. It's early in the morning, and I have to do these when they're given to me. I do the research, and it's real quiet in the building. And when I'm given a sermon, I have to do it right away. I don't have the option of delaying, or I'll lose it. I'll lose it. I'll forget. It'll be taken away from me. So when Yahweh says, this is what I want you to say, I have to say it. The adversary is framing mischief by law worldwide. Now we have international law, in other words, agreements and disagreements and treaties, etc., etc., between nations. And commerce and money and business is the rule of thumb there. So we have all this mischief by laws passing, oh, we're going to do trade sanctions against this one. So they respond by trade sanctions against the people that put the trade sanctions in. And it goes on. And they have to hem and haw and do all these dances that they do with their diplomats, who benefits from it? Do the common people benefit from it? No, they don't. They really don't. The citizens, the people of the countries, they're the last in line for the handout when the business is done. They're given enough to barely survive in many cases. Well, some of these countries out here in the world are so fouled up. I mean, there's no resources, there's no jobs. The commies have taken over and they've put revolutions in and they have dictatorships for governments. So all the businesses leave, just flee like crazy. They want to get out of there because it's dangerous to live in that country. It's unprofitable. They can't get a workforce. People will come in if they get something going. They really get something going in. The commies will come in and take it over and shoot a bunch of people. And if you're a foreigner there doing business, they're going to arrest you, throw you in a gulag, and hold you for ransom because that's the way they do it. Well, that's their laws in those lands. Framus, mischief by a law, iniquity, sin, wrong. That's not in every country, but it's going on in certain countries, and other countries are tolerating it. They're not sending military in to make things right and free these people. Oh, no. They're going to make war over in the Middle East and give billions to the bandit state of Israeli, which now has a capital that's recognized by President Trump. Says they're a nation. But what's it say in the Bible about that? That they will never be a nation. They will be vagabonds and wanderers because they are not true Israel. They are Edom. And they are of the seed of Cain. And they are not to have a nation. And most of them are not there. They just have enough there for propaganda purposes. The rest of them are scattered out around the globe making money and sending it over there. And they have a big military, but their soldiers are not particularly good. So they rely on the United States to fund them and protect them and do their bidding. That's mischief by a law. They've passed laws here to take care of this foreign, hostile power. Because the Israelis and their military have attacked American warships and planes. But nothing is done. There's no recriminations for it. And that is the fault of the politicians here, which form mischief by a law. They're in charge now, and if they don't want to do anything, nothing's going to be done. And the American people can squawk all they want, and they absolutely ignore us, just like they're ignoring the Brits over there that want to get out of the European Union. They voted for Brexit, but is it being done? No. We've got an invasion from the southern border here in the United States, and they're fighting Trump, who's trying to build a wall, but then they're talking, but we're not seeing a great result. We're seeing some, but they've slowed down to make it an issue for the next election cycle, which is part of the game playing that's going on. Now, are they going by Yahweh's laws, the righteous laws of Scripture? Most certainly not. They've got laws that they're trying to pass here in the United States that they're working on about abortion. That a baby can actually be fully born and the mother can decide after birth whether she wants it to live or die. Or they can take the baby as it's just starting to come out and stick something in its head and scramble its brains and kill it and then collapse the skull and jerk it out. Is that righteousness? Or is that framing iniquity or forging wrong or framing mischief? By law, it's legal. Legal, not lawful according to Yahweh's laws, but legal according to mankind's laws. I wonder how many of you know the history of the marriage license. It's not biblical. There was no license to get married in the Bible. No such thing. And marriage without a license is common law marriage, and it's perfectly legal. The marriage license was brought into existence to permit miscegenation, mixed race marriage. Because a license is permission from the state, the government, to do something which would otherwise be illegal unless you are licensed to do it. Interracial marriage is against the laws of the Bible. But mankind's regulation has permitted it. It's permissible. That is an abomination according to Yahweh. Abomination. But it's legal. Going back to the Juicy Smellett case. Homosexual, TV star, whatever. Special treatment. That whole class of people. The homosexuals and transgenders. And those that are called abominations. In the scriptures, in the Bible, Yahweh hates them. He's going to destroy them. They will burn in the lake of fire. But mankind's laws have now given them protected status. You can't say or do anything against them. You can't hurt their little feelings. You find out the guy's one of these perverts and he's messing around soliciting people at work and offending people at work. You can't fire him. Like a tick on a hound, man. You can't get him off. Can't get rid of him. Well, then... We got them. Then we got all the moose limbs. as I call them, the Muslims, that are over here, we've got equal status for pagan gods. Child touching Muhammad, he married a little girl, and he was a child guy. Expanding into the child touchers today, how many of them? They're arresting some. They're arresting some, but the top dogs at the very, very top that have lots of money, you don't see them going to jail, do you? Oh, you'll get, they'll throw a few under the bus, but now they want to try to pass legislation to make that legal. Okay? That's been in the works for some time to make that legal. Boy, oh boy, that's really something. Little boys and little girls, not even physically mature, and they want to have sex with little kids. And they're working on trying to do a law. Same way with transgenders. What's the Bible say about a man putting on women's apparel? And women putting on men's apparel. They are an abomination and they should be put to death. What's mankind's law say about it? The fashion industry. They have everybody unisex dressing. I was downtown doing something one day, and there's a guy with great, I mean, this is not an effeminate looking guy, but big hairy legs and a bit of a beard with a dress on. Slinky little dress. And I looked, and I looked. But that's legal. It's not biblical, but then the prince and power of the air doesn't want things to be biblical, doesn't want Yahweh's laws and rules in effect. He wants the perverted laws and rules in effect. Because he's the prince and power of the air right now. And his minions are going to pass the perverted laws that he incites them to pass. They're going to do his bidding because they're sick perverts. And you look around and you watch all our societies, not just here, but over in Europe. It's everywhere. To degenerate society, passing laws to allow this. Go over to Europe with the rape gangs. How many of them really get any justice? Oh, they'll arrest one once in a while. But most of the people in those neighborhoods are so terrified because they've been invaded and these people are so violent that nothing is done and the police are afraid of them. So they don't do anything over there. And it's going to build and build and build and build until the right wingers just go through and clean out the whole mess. They're going to have a bloodbath over there. They're engineering this. They want this to happen, that so they can clamp down and use military force, not just to subjugate the United States, but the whole world. This is their world plan, because this is a world ruler of the minions of the devil sitting on the throne of iniquity and issuing orders to his literal physical offspring, the seed of Cain, the Edomite Talmudists that infest our societies today. Let's take a little trip way down south in Africa. To South Africa and the Boer people and that whole nation. They are killing white people like mad. Left and right, they're assassinating and killing farmers and doing all that stuff. And it's legal. They're singing songs, kill the farmer, kill the Boer. And once they get the land, they don't do anything with it except steal copper pipe and wire and kill the livestock and let it rot. They don't even eat it. They just kill it. And they kill and burn and put tires all over white people, automobile tires, and set the tires on fire and burn the people to death and just all kinds of fun stuff like that. And their government down there is so evil it allows it. Frameth mischief by a law. By a law, that's why a lot of the Boers are emigrating. They're going elsewhere where they can farm. And once they get rid of all the whites down there, they will have a famine like you have never seen. Yahweh is very patient, and he's going to allow them to get the whites out of there, and then they are going to starve. The Freemasons and the Talmudists have engineered this down there. And when they're done getting rid of the Boers, the savages that they have turned loose are going to say, hey, you're white. Oh, no, I'm not white, I'm Jewish. No, you're white, you're white. We say you're white. And then they're going to turn on them. It's going to backfire. And the howl is going to be raised. Oh, look at what they're doing. They're doing this and they're doing that. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, it's just terrible. Look what they're doing. They're hurting all our people. And oi. Well, hey, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And don't cry to me. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear it. You made your bed. Now you're going to have to lie in it. It's coming. It's coming. What's the Bible say about Yeshua coming back with a flaming sword and having vengeance on all those who do not know Elohim? Okay. South Africa is a prime example of the violence that's going to break loose worldwide. It's starting to break loose in Europe. There have been some crimes here. More and more and more, much of it is not reported in the United States. Now, if a white man does something to a person of color, it's front page news. Regardless of even if it's real or not. But there are so many white people that are just murdered and tortured and raped and robbed and beaten, I mean, just over and over and over, and it never hits the mainstream news. Because mainstream news is owned completely by the children of the adversary, and they're not going to report that because they have an agenda given to them by their father, the devil. Well, they're in control legally, and they frame mischief under this law of ownership and censorship. People are trying to fight back against censorship, but it's not doing much good. They just changed the rules in midstream. Oh, you're not allowed to do this? Well, we're not doing that. We're doing this. Oh. Well, then they have to pass another law to stop that, and then they'll change tactics and do something else. They have this well planned out, and they have their agenda, and nothing's going to stop them. And if it's against the law, they just ignore it. Now, if you or I, dear listener, would ignore the law, what would happen? We'd get our door kicked in and have the SWAT team in the living room terrorizing our children or shooting them because little Johnny comes up with a cap pistol and goes bang, bang, bang. So they machine gun him in your living room. Oh, he had a gun! How many kids have they killed? Look at Waco. How many children did they burn to death? How many did they shoot the child up at Ruby Ridge? This is not new, folks. It's not new. Anti-scripture has been going on for a long time. Framing mischief by a law with armed thugs that never see justice unless they anger somebody that's in charge that's got money. If they say the wrong thing or they're politically incorrect, then they get hammered. But if they're good little thugs and they go along with the program, nothing is going to be done. They're just going to keep on keeping on and having a good old time at our expense. And we pay them to do that to us. Isn't that amazing how that works out? Pay somebody to oppress you. It's like paying somebody money to fake beating you up and pour bleach on you and put a noose around your neck. That seemed to work out for Juicy, because he's going to walk free. And even some of the mainstream news is kicking about that. And I know the Chicago Police Department is really livid over it. But they're too far down the totem pole and can't do anything about it. Because the powers that be, the throne of iniquity, has been bought off and they're going to allow it. All these minions of the throne of iniquity. My. Curiouser and curiouser, as they said in Alice in Wonderland, the dope tale. Southern border, how many of them have they turned away, and how many are waiting to come over? And they keep having caravan after caravan, and so many of them get through. And the throne of iniquity, the powers that be here, don't want any secure borders because it's better for their businesses to have slave labor and also to have laws passed to allow these illegals to vote them back into power. That is the agenda there. They want those votes, and they want to pass laws for their mischief by a law to allow these people who are not from our country to have a say-so in how this country is run, to keep those who frame mischief by a law in power. Boy, that's just a dandy setup. If the American people won't vote for you, just bring a whole bunch of illegals in and have them vote for you. And supplant the Americans with these illegals. Why? They're willing to work for next to nothing. While these Americans, well, They want living wages and health care and all this other stuff that goes along with working for a company. But these others will work for minimum wage or below it, live 10 people to a room in a single room, poop in the streets, and they do. And that's fine because it's been passed by a law to allow these people to come here. Well, that's what they've got in mind. That's what they want. And they're pushing for that agenda. They want to lower the standard of living for the people in this country to the standard of living in these third world poverty-stricken nations. Well, if you won't do the work for this amount of money, this Honduran will. So I'm going to get rid of you and bring this Honduran in that will work for nothing. And you can just go starve, white guy. And that's the agenda. It's a corporate agenda. And who owns all these corporations? Well, the children of the devil. That's what they want to do, and they've taken over the farms. There's no family farms anymore, and they're corporate farms, and they're growing genetically modified crops, and that's okay too. They're allowed to poison us with these GMO non-nutritive foods. They've destroyed the food supply. And it's perfectly legal because they passed laws that say they are. It's not just on one front. It's on all the fronts. They're into everything. Everything. They're into it all. They're controlling it all by laws. And they pack the courts. They pack the government houses with willing workers, bureaucrats. They put their friends in and people that are willing to sell their soul for a dollar. And the prince in power of the air is lording it over true Israel right now. But Scripture tells us that there will be a reckoning and a change. And we are all waiting for that. And that's when Messiah comes back with his avenging angels and a flaming sword to do justice. And the house of Esau, Edom, will go up as burning stubble, burnt by the house of Jacob. But they're in power right now, and they are so smug. But the tide is turning, and information is getting out, and people are waking up to their little ploys, and it's making them very, very nervous. Therefore, they are in panic mode in some cases, and they are making very, very bad mistakes, which is to our benefit. They are exposing themselves and exposing their agenda to what they call the Goyim. We're not the Goyim, but they call us that. And that's going to come back to bite them. Because their time... The time of the power of the throne of iniquity that we're speaking of here is coming to a close. There are cracks in the foundation underneath that throne. There are people being exposed, and people are looking in horror, and they're logging it in their memories, And when it finally reaches a boiling point and violence is initiated by their crowd, not ours, we're not going to start it. But if you read your scripture, we're going to finish it. Because Yahweh calls us his battle axe and weapons of war. And when real Israel rises up, and we're not going to be alone, he's going to have his powers here on this planet at that point. And there's going to be a house cleaning. They're not going to like it, but we don't really care what they like now, do we? Huh? Nah, we don't care. They've been putting a hurting on the Israelites for a long, long time. And payment is going to come due. All I can do is urge you to stay faithful and try to live the most righteous lifestyle you can according to Yahweh's laws. There are some that have fallen away lately and have gone into rebellion. That's on them. I can't force anybody. And there are some false teachers out here now that are teaching that Yahweh is Satan and some of the other things. I'm not going to give them any credence. I'm not going to go into a bunch of detail. It's all claptrap. The people that the Holy Spirit are speaking to know that Yahweh is the true name and the true Elohim of Israel. And the others, if they're deluded, if they're in fantasy or doing whatever, they're just going to have to go by the wayside. I'm through fooling with it. I'm not going to give any more time to these people. My focus needs to be on those that are of the chosen seed line that want to be in the remnant, and I need to give them encouragement, which I try to do. And I do points. A lot of these sermons are not necessarily for the faithful or the people that already know the truth. They're for the fence sitters. That's why it's called Wake Up Call. We're trying to get to the people that are just a little unsure. And we've got some competition out here now. But people preaching false doctrine and lies. And we have to just keep on doing what we're doing. We can't allow our path to be changed. Well, that's coming down the end of the sermon here. I put back on my desktop here some really nice songs by the Johnson Mountain Boys, and here's a real good one. I'm gonna play some music and then do the outro next week, because this is the 28th of March. Next week is going to be Passover. I'm leaving. I'm going to Passover. I may have a repeat in for Passover because I'm going to be gone. I'm going one place. Eli's going another. We do Passover and unleavened bread, and then we do Feast of Tabernacles in the fall, in obedience to the commands. So with that, I'm going to leave you and say may Yahweh bless and keep you. And we're going to play a little music and then go on out. That'll be the end of this sermon. So praise Yahweh and stay strong, brothers and sisters. Stay strong.
I heard about a man one day that wasted not his time away. Well, he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
Cared not for the things of Baal, trusting the one who never fails. Well, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel served
the
God
from
here upon this earth.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for
cared
the king's decree,
but
trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Lion's den, because he would not hunt him in, but he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
Jaws were locked and made him shout. God soon brought him safely out. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel said,
Daniel
God brought here upon
yeah,
this earth.
He tried,
he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for
cared
the king's decree, but trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Now, brother, let us watch and pray like Daniel lived from day to day. But he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
But you can gladly dare and do things of God, he'll take you through. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Oh, Daniel said,
Daniel
God won't hear upon this earth.
He tried, he prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for
cared
the king's decree, but trusted God to set him free.
Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
For my lonely days and carries me through tomorrow. The rain came up hard, you know, and the wind began to blow, and I lifted my voice up into the sky and cried mercy to my soul. See God's ark a-moving, see God's ark a-moving, picks me up on my lonely days and carries me through tomorrow. God must have felt my faith. He held me till it was safe, and I never again drew a doubting breath, cause he delivered me from my death. See God's ark a-moving, see God's ark a-moving, picks me up on my lonely days and carries me through tomorrow. Temptation, if you just can't put it down, when the ark sets sail in the rolling sea, you're gonna fall overboard and drown. See God's ark a-moving, see God's ark a-moving, picks me up on my lonely days and carries me through tomorrow. Picks me up on my lonely days and carries me through tomorrow.
Left, left, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, left, hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip.